Understanding Your Sleep, a guide to better understanding adult sleep. Contents: the importance of sleep, why we sleep, common issues, practical strategies and advice, sleep diaries, when to ask for help, and useful resources. Sleep. We all do it, but nearly half of us don't do it well. And whether you sleep well or not, it is essential to your health and well-being. It's something that shouldn't be ignored. Everything is easier when you've had enough sleep. If you're reading this guide, the chances are you are struggling with your sleep. You are not alone. Around 4 in 10 adults have a sleep issue at any given point. You may believe you'll never sleep well or that you're someone who just doesn't need a lot of sleep. You may also think you've tried everything and nothing works. We completely understand. We know it can be frustrating, and we also know it can feel very isolating and lonely when you're awake in the middle of the night. Please do not give up hope of getting a good night's sleep. Reading this guide will hopefully give you a greater understanding of sleep and why you need it, as well as helping you to realise how poor sleep can impact on your health and well-being. We'll share some of the most common reasons why people struggle to sleep, as well as our top advice to help you achieve a better quality night's sleep. Even if you don't have a problem with your sleep at the moment, this guide is worth a read. By arming yourself with the right information and education, you will know how to look for early warning signs of sleep deprivation and understanding why you need to continue putting good sleep habits in place. Never take your sleep for granted. Remember, if you are concerned about your sleep, it's always important to speak to your GP or another health professional. 1. The importance of sleep. What is sleep and why do we do it? It may, at first, seem glaringly obvious. However, the question of sleep is actually quite mysterious. In simple terms, it's an extended bout of rest we experience on a daily basis, where we most often lay down with our eyes closed, but there's more to sleep than meets the eye. Why does sleep matter? While we don't really know why we need sleep, we know we can't survive without it. It's vital for health and well-being, and not only do we function less when we don't get enough good sleep quality, but it can lead to long-term health problems. Sleep plays a huge part in regulating mood, improving memory, and maintaining health, weight, and energy levels. That's why we need to do all that we can to ensure that we enjoy quality sleep and quickly deal with niggling sleep issues before they turn into sleep problems or even disorders. Did you know it has even been said that you could survive for 3 times as long without food as one could without sleep? How much sleep do we need? It's the question that gets asked time and time again. The answer always remains the same. It varies. The average person spends around a third of their lives asleep. In this time, our bodies are able to replenish energy stores and make repairs, whilst our minds organise and store the memories of the day before. The amount of sleep you need depends on many different factors, such as your age, sex, health, and other elements. Plus, our sleep patterns change as we grow older, impacting how we sleep. If you think you're not sleeping enough, it can cause you to worry. We are here to help you understand how to determine if you are getting the right amount of sleep and why. Not everybody needs the same number of hours per night. Remember, it's about the quality of your sleep, not the quantity. And it's also not possible never to sleep. Just like a pair of shoes, no one size fits all. And as we've already said, every one of you is an individual with varying sleep needs. Some of us cope far better on less than others. There's a general consensus that around 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night is recommended, but anything between 6 and 10 is normal. Regularly getting less than 6 hours a night is not ideal. Gauge how much sleep you need by how you feel the next day. You should feel refreshed, even if you sleep 6.5 hours a night and feel great the next day. Chances are that that's the right amount of sleep for you, and you don't need to force yourself to sleep anymore. Did you know? Research has found that those who frequently get fewer than 6 hours a night are at significantly increased risk of stroke and heart disease. Evidence suggests that not sleeping enough may ramp up the fight or flight response to stress, releasing hormones that speed up heart rate and raise blood pressure. Here's a quick look at the benefits of a good night's sleep. More energy, alert, focused, motivated, less stressed, positive, look better. It's not called beauty sleep for nothing. Here are some of the impacts of poor sleep: irritability, impatience, lack of concentration, problems with decision making, slower reaction times, increased errors, exhaustion, health issues such as heart disease, obesity, and Alzheimer's. Did you know one study has shown that sleep deprivation has a bigger impact on reaction time while driving than alcohol consumption? It is vitally important to address the sleep issues in your life. Scale of sleep deprivation. Tick the boxes that relate to your sleep. Checklist: signs I'm sleeping well. Fall into sleep within 20 minutes. Sleeping through the night with limited wake-ins. Falling back to sleep within 20 minutes if woken. Feeling energised and refreshed in the morning. Checklist: signs I'm not sleeping well. Struggling to fall asleep. Waking several times in the night. Unable to fall back to sleep within 20 minutes once woken in the night. Feeling tired and lethargic in the morning. Chapter 2: Why We Sleep. Understanding sleep. You may feel overwhelmed by sleep issues and don't know where to begin. This is where we want to help. Our aim is to empower you with the sleep information and knowledge so that you can then identify why you might be sleeping poorly, as well as being able to find suitable strategies that will help you to cope better. By understanding a little more about the science of sleep, you will begin to identify why you may have some difficulties. Remember, you're an individual and your sleep needs are very personal. Don't compare yourself to what others have or need. The key to a good night's sleep is working out your individual needs and putting strategies in place to meet these effectively. Did you know you can't control or force sleep? If you were ordered to go to sleep right now and your reward would be 1 million, could you sleep? It would be highly unlikely, even though you would love to be able to do it. The more you force sleep, the more anxious and stressed you will feel. What are the different stages of sleep? We know that sleep is not a passive process, and we experience complex changes in brain activity. An EEG gives us an insight into the brain's electrical activity when we sleep. There are four stages of sleep that everyone goes through several times each night. These are made up of two types of sleep: REM, rapid eye movement, and non-REM. When you first fall asleep, you enter non-REM sleep, which is made up of three stages, each becoming progressively deeper. This is the restful and restorative sleep where your body is being repaired. Stage N1 is when you experience light sleep. This is when you are nodding off but can be easily woken by a slight sound or movement. It's considered a state of transition between wakefulness and sleep. Stage N2 is still a light sleep but slightly deeper than stage N1. If left undisturbed, you continue into stage N3. Stage N3, also called slow wave or deep sleep, is when you are in a deep sleep or less responsive to noises and activity in your environment, and you may feel it difficult to awaken. Some of you may feel disorientated if woken from this stage of sleep. REM, rapid eye movement, the fourth stage of sleep. This is where the body switches off and the brain receives extra blood and processes the day's events. This sleep consolidates learning and helps develop social and emotional abilities. In REM sleep, you dream. And during this period of sleep, your body is deeply relaxed. Each cycle lasts around 90 minutes, and a good night's sleep usually consists of 5 cycles, whereas disturbed sleep consists of lots of shortened or incomplete cycles. REM sleep increases each cycle, and N3 sleep decreases. Did you know non-REM sleep lowers muscle tone, body temperature, heart rate, and blood pressure? Did you know your sleep and its patterns will change as you get older? We'll cover more on this later. The diagram below is called a hypnogram and shows the different stages of sleep that we have discussed. When you move between stages, you experience what we call a partial waking. Often you are not aware of these and roll over, continuing to snooze. If anything has changed, however, that's when you will wake up. For example, If you had fallen to sleep with a light on or the TV playing or your partner switches it off, this may trigger a waking. Or if you have invested in a product that provides light and sound and switches off, this too could cause you to wake. The key thing to learn from this is that conditions should be consistent all the way through the night to reduce your chance of waking once you have nodded off. The important role of light and dark. We all have an internal body clock that runs on roughly a 24-hour cycle called the circadian rhythm. Light and darkness helps to regulate the body clock so that you go to sleep and wake up on the same schedule. Darkness helps you to produce the hormone melatonin, which makes you feel sleepy at bedtime. Exposure to natural daylight helps you to suppress melatonin and feel more awake. Did you know, sometimes your body clock can go off track, for example, when changing the clocks from winter time to summertime or travelling long haul. In addition to the circadian rhythm, sleep is also regulated by the sleep-wake homeostasis. This tells you when you're tired and need to rest. You build up a need for sleep during the day, and then when bedtime comes, you are tired and ready to rest. Think of it like a battery. In the morning, after a good night's sleep, your battery is fully charged. As the day goes on, your battery depletes. If you have a nap, that will charge it up a little more. And the timings and durations of naps are important. Read more on napping on page 18. It is important that we strengthen our body clocks by developing a regular sleep and wake-up time, even at the weekends, with time to wind down sufficiently before bed. It is usually a mismatch between the sleep-wake homeostasis, the circadian rhythm, and/or the environment that causes difficulty with sleeping. Did you know, after a waking period of around 15 hours, the pressure to sleep becomes greater and greater? In other words, we get tired. In simple terms, the longer you are awake, the stronger your sleep pressure becomes. Are you an owl or a lark? Larks and owls are what we call chronotypes, individual differences in the timings of your circadian rhythm, i.e. when you sleep and wake best. Most of us are one or the other, though some do fall in between. Owls are people who like to go to bed late, sleep well into the morning, and tend to function better later in the day. Larks prefer to go to bed early and wake early and more productive earlier in the day. To some extent, whether you are a night owl or a lark is genetically programmed and you can't change it. However, there are coping strategies to deal with the effects of going against your natural body clock. Top tip, if you're an evening person, it may not be ideal to work as a milkman. On the opposite side to that, if you're a morning person, best avoid working late nights in a bar. How do I know if I'm an owl or a lark? Take the quiz. Do you wake up bright and alert by 6 a.m? Do you fall asleep easily if you go to bed at 9 p.m? Do you find it hard to stay up until midnight? If you answered yes to all three of these questions, you are a lark. Do you need to sleep until 11 a.m. to wake up feeling bright and alert? Do you have trouble falling to sleep before midnight? Do you fall asleep quickly if you go to bed at 1 a.m? If you answered yes to all three of these questions, you are an owl. Napping, is it good or bad for you? Napping is something that shouldn't be feared. If you haven't slept well or you're feeling fatigued, a planned daytime nap can improve alertness and boost energy levels without affecting nighttime sleep. In fact, it can give you as much energy as 2 strong cups of coffee with much longer lasting effects. Napping checklist. Try to nap between 1 and 3 p.m. so not to impact on your nighttime sleep. 20 to 30 minutes is enough to turn off the nervous system and recharge the whole body and improve alertness. Find a restful place to nap. Use an eye mask or earplugs to help block out light and sounds. Feel groggy in the morning? If you've ever woken up feeling foggy, disorientated or drowsy, you're suffering from something called sleep inertia. It occurs when you wake suddenly during deep stage N3 sleep. It usually lasts from around 5 to 30 minutes, but sometimes can last longer. During this time, you may feel like your concentration is impaired and you don't feel as alert. Sleep inertia is often experienced after napping because you wake mid-sleep cycle, which is why we always advise naps should be limited to around 20 to 30 minutes to prevent waking from deep sleep. Top tip, sleep inertia can be worse and may last longer if you're sleep deprived. The best way to avoid sleep inertia is to try and wake naturally. which is why it's important to have a regular routine in place. Now that we have explored some of the basics around sleep, how it works and why it's important, we're going to move on to look at some of the more common reasons of poor sleep in adults. Chapter 3, Common Issues. Does it seem like it takes hours to fall asleep, or do you wake in the middle of the night and can't fall back to sleep? Or maybe you find yourself waking too early, desperate to grab a couple more hours. You may even suffer from sleeping too much and still feel tired. While we know it's important to get between 6 and 9 hours sleep per night, what happens if that's not achievable? Sleep issues are incredibly common, as we mentioned earlier, and many people can find it hard to drop off at night. Some of these may be out of your control, such as pain management, underlying health issues, or trauma, whereas others you can monitor and adjust, such as screen time and the bedroom environment. You may be experiencing some of these issues, or you might find they affect you in a few years' time. Remember, it is important to remember that there are lots of reasons why you might not be sleeping well, and we hope you'll find some answers in this book. Here are the most common problems that we see. Stress and worry. Our bodies can handle a moderate amount of stress. However, prolonged amounts of stress or too much of it not only harms your well-being, but can also prevent you from getting a good quality night's sleep. Stress and worry cause hyperarousal. The heart rate goes up and in turn, the mind starts to race, causing the brain to become more alert and stimulated and start producing beta waves. This usually happens in people that worry about something when they're trying to get to sleep. Instead of being calm and subdued, their brains are too aroused to sleep. To make matters worse, once the brain is stimulated in this way, other worries are activated, making sleep even harder to achieve. As a pattern sets in, sleep becomes a thing of anxiety. Did you know, in times of stress, we may under or overeat, lose interest in activities, feel agitated, and struggle to concentrate. You may also experience problems sleeping, with difficulties falling asleep and staying asleep. Did you know, sleep deprivation can also increase stress and anxiety, making it more difficult to nod off at night time? We have more on how to cope later in this guide, and there is a list of helpful organisations in Chapter 7 to help if you are feeling overwhelmed with stress and worry. Mental health. There's a close relationship between sleep and mental health. Lack of sleep can affect mental health, but mental health problems can also affect sleep, impacting both on the quality and quantity of it. So it's extremely important to look and address both issues. Ongoing poor sleep can be a huge risk factor for the development of major depressive disorders. Any health professional will always inquire about both mood and sleep behaviour when making any kind of diagnosis. You're more likely to feel down when you are tired too. Sleep has an important restorative function in recharging the brain at the end of the day, but also giving you the ability to manage and cope. This is why just having one bad night's sleep can make you feel low, emotional, and grumpy the next day. Getting a good quality night's sleep and having a consistent routine can help you cope better with the stress of life, such as family issues, financial worries, and work. You'll feel better in yourself and be able to manage your feelings and emotions in a more regulated way. Recognizing and sorting out sleep problems as soon as they are identified is important to reduce the risk of anxiety and/or depression. Partner disturbance. Sharing a bed with somebody who snores, tosses and turns, or hogs the duvet can make it difficult to fall asleep and stay asleep. Having different nighttime routines and bedtimes can also play a part. While you may believe you sleep better with your partner, in reality, if your sleep habits don't match, then it's probably better for your sleep and your relationship to sleep apart. If you have a partner who regularly snores, it can also be extremely frustrating. Watch out for signs of sleep apnea, a serious sleep disorder. This is where a person can stop breathing hundreds of times a night, causing many short awakenings, which the sleeper is unaware of, leading to daytime fatigue and tiredness. The bedroom environment. Light, noise, temperature, or an uncomfortable bed can affect your sleep. Consider whether the lighting in the room changes during the night. If you are used to going to sleep in complete darkness, it may be that you need to invest in heavy lined curtains or blackout blinds if you begin to wake early, especially in the summer months. Some people can sleep through any noise, but most of us struggle to fall asleep in a noisy environment. Traffic, neighbours or barking dogs are just some of the sounds that may keep you awake in the night and leave you feeling frustrated. Some of us are particularly noise sensitive, and it may be that the clicking on and off of the heating, for example, is enough to wake you up. When it comes to temperature, if you are too hot or too cold, it will impact on your sleep. We often tend to make the sleeping environment warmer than needed, thinking this might help us with sleep, when in fact a cooler room will aid better sleep. Beds are where we are taught to sleep best. They have to feel comfortable. If you get up in the morning with aches, pains, stiffness or irritation, then you may need to consider whether your mattress is the problem. Find out more about mattresses on page 43. Lifestyle. A healthy lifestyle consists of adequate and sensible nutrition. Sufficient exercise is important for good sleep. Did you know? Do you have a routine in place? Many of us give up on routines because we believe that they don't work. But did you know that doing the same thing at the same time each night helps to strengthen the circadian rhythm? Modern day lifestyles are fast-paced and full of stimulation. You might put on the radio or television to check on the news, check emails constantly throughout the day, sit at your computers or watch television late into the evening. It barely stops and it can be difficult to switch off and wind down. So it's no wonder that many of us have trouble sleeping. Sometimes the fast-paced life means there is limited time to exercise or only opportunities to work out too late at night or to make healthy meals. Equally, if you're sleep deprived, you may lack the motivation to move your body or eat well. Your diet can impact on your nighttime sleep too. Eating large, heavy and processed fatty or spicy meals before bed can cause indigestion and heartburn, especially if you easily suffer from stomach upset. Caffeine can also influence how long it takes you to fall asleep, how long you sleep for, and the quality of your sleep. Caffeine is also hidden in lots of products that we might associate with bedtime, such as hot drinks like tea, coffee, and hot chocolate. It's best to avoid them in the evening before bed if you are sensitive to caffeine. Did you know the half-life of caffeine is around 5 hours? That means it takes 5 hours for just half of the caffeine you've consumed to leave your body. Alcohol and smoking. Alcohol is a commonly used sleep aid, with many believing that alcohol helps them to fall asleep and sleep better throughout the night. Too much alcohol, especially late at night, can play havoc with sleep patterns as well as disrupting vital brain functions. Some of the main effects of alcohol consumption are losing quality sleep, snoring, too many loo breaks, and dehydration. Waking up deprived of the vital sleep your body needs will leave you feeling drained, and if experienced night after night, can seriously affect your health and well-being. Similar to caffeine, nicotine is a stimulant that can keep you awake. It should be avoided in the later part of the evening, ideally at least 4 hours before bedtime and during the night if you happen to wake up. Nicotine patches and gum can also affect sleep. Being a parent or carer. When your child has sleep issues, it impacts negatively on your sleep. Dealing with a child who is up during the night can really test your patience, and you may be snappier than usual or may remove boundaries you have put in place to pacify them. This is all normal, and because you are worn out, if your child is keeping you up at night, please download our children's sleep ebook here. Being a carer can also bring with it many challenges, and your quality of sleep can suffer. Factors such as stress, interrupted nights or money worries can all have a negative effect on sleep patterns and make life more challenging. Work. In today's busy lifestyle, we're all very eager to believe that sleeping 1 hour less will give us one more hour of productivity. But in reality, it's likely to have the opposite effect. Earlier in this guide, we explored how lack of sleep has a damaging effect on our physical and mental health. Did you know each hour of sleep loss per night is associated with a temporary loss of one IQ point? There are many dangers of being sleepy at work, especially if your job involves driving or operating any kind of machinery. If you're sleep deprived, not only are you less alert, but you're less likely to make good decisions, focus on tasks, or manage in a friendly mood. It's easy to burn the candle at both ends with work pressures, long hours, stress and socialising after work. Shift workers are at increased risk of not getting enough sleep. Some may work a week of nights. Others may have mixed rotation shifts, making it difficult to get into any kind of routine. It can cause chronic sleep deprivation, which has a serious implication on health, productivity, and safety. Daytime sleep is less efficient than nighttime sleep, and if you're constantly battling against disturbance factors such as light, noise, etc., and challenging your body's natural circadian clock, it's important with shift work that bedtime routines should be taken from environmental cues rather than timing. Did you also know that if a worker loses just one night of sleep, their cognitive ability is roughly the same as being over the legal alcohol limit? Menopause. Women experience changes in hormone levels as they age, which can cause sleep disturbances. Sleep disturbances alter hormone levels, turning into a vicious cycle. Menopause can be a key trigger of insomnia because of some of the physiological and psychological changes women experience when going through the menopause. Menopause-related insomnia can stretch on for weeks and even months if not properly treated. In peri and post-menopause, many women have trouble getting to sleep and staying asleep. This can be accompanied by hot flushes due to fluctuations in estrogen and progesterone levels, which can cause more awakenings, restless leg syndrome, a nervous condition with an overwhelming, irresistible urge to move the legs, and sleep disordered breathing, such as obstructive sleep apnea. Not getting enough good sleep can affect all areas of your life, and sleep issues are often accompanied with low mood and anxiety. Aging. There's a common misconception that older people don't need as much sleep, but that's not entirely true. Older adults still need around 5 to 9 hours per night, but the sleep quality deteriorates and there are changes in the sleeping pattern with a loss of stage N3 sleep, deep sleep. Earlier in this guide, we talked about how deep sleep is associated with physical health, helping to fight off illnesses and memory retention. As you age, spending more time in the lightest stages of sleep means you wake more frequently and easily and feel less rested come morning. Did you know? We lose 2% of our deep sleep each decade after adolescence. By the time we hit 60, we are getting around half as much deep sleep as we were at the age of 20. The timing of sleep also changes as you get older, and you naturally become more of a morning person. Your circadian rhythm shifts forward. You can't change this. And you will feel more tired earlier in the afternoon and find that you want to wake earlier in the morning. On top of that, production of melatonin, the sleep hormone, decreases with each decade. Altogether, are factors for having sleep issues. Understanding these changes can help you to sleep better. Retirement. Transitioning into reduced working hours on retirement can have an impact on your sleep. Without the demand of work and a regular schedule and routine, some of us find sleep problematic. Setting an alarm for work reinforces a consistent wake time, and this can change in retirement, leading to an irregular sleep pattern. As you get older, you tend to have less structure to when and where you sleep, which is why we see more daytime napping. However, napping does diminish your sleep pressure. Sleep pressure is what builds during the day so that you feel sleepy at bedtime. And this can be why you have difficulties with falling to sleep at nighttime, because you may be napping at inappropriate times. Sleep pressure takes longer to build up as we get older too. There is a noticeable shift in daytime activity which impacts on sleep quality and quantity. Some older people may get less access to natural daylight, which is needed to regulate melatonin levels. You might also experience a reduction in physical activity and a lack of social engagement. These can lower energy and alertness levels, but also don't help to prepare the body for sleep. Other significant life changes, such as bereavement or loss of independence, can increase stress and anxiety, which can also contribute to sleep issues. Other health and medical conditions. As we age, many people will experience deteriorating health. Chronic illnesses and medications can have an impact on your sleep, and this can result in frustration at night and exhaustion during the day. Pain makes getting comfortable in bed harder, and you should seek advice from a medical professional if you're concerned. While your sleep issues may have started because of pain, if you've had sleep difficulties at least 3 times in a week for more than 3 months, it's likely that there are also other factors contributing to your sleep issues, including stress, unhelpful thoughts, etc. It is also worth checking if any medication that you are taking may be impacting on your sleep, as medications can make you more drowsy or more alert. As you get older, there's a higher risk of health conditions that can compromise sleep. For example, heart disease, diabetes, and bladder problems. We know that nighttime urination increases with age, and this contributes to more increased sleep disruptions. Some people with chronic illness may also suffer with mental health issues, which further impacts on sleep. Significant life events. If you've experienced a loss, bereavement, or trauma, it is common to have disturbed sleep, in particular trouble falling to sleep and spending time in deep stages of sleep. Grief triggers a stress response and increases our levels of cortisol, resulting in a greater alertness and frequent waking. Sleep disorders. A sleep disorder is not just a niggling sleep issue. It's a medical condition that impacts on your everyday life. The main ones to be aware of are insomnia. Insomnia is thought to affect around one in every three people in the UK, and it is where people have extreme difficulty getting to sleep, staying asleep, or waking too early. Anxiety, stress, and depression are the most common causes for chronic insomnia. Most of us will experience short periods of insomnia, acute insomnia, of which is often corrected when a particular situation or worry has been eased. However, if insomnia becomes a regular occurrence at least three nights a week for more than 3 months and is leaving you feeling fatigued, talk to your GP about treatment. Cognitive behavioural therapy is a common treatment for insomnia, and you can find out more about this on Chapter 4. Sleep apnea. People with sleep apnea have short pauses in breathing while they're asleep. These pauses may happen many times during the night. If not treated, sleep apnea can lead to other problems such as high blood pressure, stroke, or memory loss. You can have sleep apnea and not even know it. Feeling sleepy during the day and being told you're snoring loudly at night could be signs that you have sleep apnea. Restless leg syndrome, RLS. RLS is where there is an overwhelming desire to move the legs. It can cause an uncomfortable crawling sensation as well as burning, tingling, and throbbing. Narcolepsy. This is a rare, long-term neurological condition that causes you to suddenly fall asleep at inappropriate times as the brain is unable to regulate the normal sleep-wake cycle. It can have a significant impact on daily life and can be difficult to cope with emotionally. According to Narcolepsy UK, there are around 30,000 sufferers in the UK. This would fill a third of Wembley Stadium. Did you know around 1 in 10 are affected by RLS at some point in their life? It can be made worse by long periods of sitting down in an evening when trying to get to sleep, genetics, pregnancy, and iron deficiency. What happens if I don't make changes? Sleep issues are rarely resolved without some form of intervention. The likeliness is that if you don't make some changes, they could continue for a long period of time or get even worse. Changing sleep habits is hard. It takes determination, and you must be absolutely consistent in your approach. We will explore the kind of changes you could consider making that will have a positive impact in the next chapter. Remember, sleep is essential to your physical, emotional, and mental well-being, yet it often goes unrecognized. Chapter 4. Practical strategies and advice. Now that you understand the basics of sleep and the kind of things that contribute to sleep issues, we're going to consider strategies that you can try at home to help you switch off and enjoy a better night's sleep. This is sometimes referred to as sleep hygiene. Remember, there can be more than one reason for your sleep issue, so it's important to take time to consider what these are. Otherwise, you may choose strategies that aren't useful and feel frustrated that the issue hasn't improved. Keeping regular hours. Keeping regular hours helps to program the body to sleep better. Go to bed when you feel sleepy and try to wake up at the same time every day, including weekends. You will soon start to feel tired at the same time every day. Switch off the screens. Using screens such as television, games consoles, and mobile phones is best avoided in the hour leading up to bedtime. Not only are these usually visually stimulating, but they produce blue light that acts like sunlight, sending a signal to the brain to stop producing melatonin. You may consider using a blue light filter screen to help, but it's best to try and switch off completely. Did you know, according to some research, using screens before you go to bed can double the length of time that it takes you to fall asleep? Routines are important. Everyone benefits from having a routine in the run-up to bedtime, especially adults. For something to become routine, it needs to be repeated a number of times, consistently at the same time each day. It can help prepare your mind and body for bed. A routine should last around an hour and be screen-free. Look at alternative ways of relaxing. You may factor in a warm bath or some meditation, or you may even prefer to settle down with a good book or complete a jigsaw. Just make sure it's right and enjoyable for you. A daily dose of natural daylight. Even on cloudy days, natural daylight helps to reset our internal body clock. It helps us get over feeling groggy when we have just woken up and makes us more alert. Get out into the natural daylight as soon as you can after waking, and preferably around the same time every day. Our circadian rhythm naturally has a dip in the afternoon, so a walk of getting some fresh air at this time can help with that post-lunch slump, as we often feel, reboosting our energy levels. Perfect bedroom environment. You need the right environment to get a good night's sleep, and that means a bedroom that's pleasant, inviting, and welcoming. We all fall to sleep more easily when we are in a comfortable, safe, and secure setting. It's time to think about your sleeping environment and see if there are any changes you can make. Here are some ideas. Choose suitable curtains to darken the environment. Blackout blinds can be particularly helpful in summer months. Make sure your room isn't too hot or too cold. Keep it slightly cool, around 16 to 18 degrees Celsius, 60 to 65 degrees Fahrenheit. You may need it slightly cooler if you're experiencing menopausal symptoms. Keep clutter out of your room. Put the laundry basket in the spare room, bathroom, or landing, and keep your room as tidy as possible. Avoid having a television or computer in the bedroom so you aren't tempted by screen time before sleep. A quiet room can encourage better sleep. White noise can work well to mask out any background noise. You can buy white noise machines that can be left on throughout the whole night. Turn off or put your mobile phone into night mode. You should also try and eliminate anything with LED display, including clocks. Don't treat your bedroom as an extension of your living room or study. Use it for sleeping and sex only. Adorn your bedroom with beautiful things such as photographs of loved ones, artwork that you like, plants and flowers. It will help you to feel more connected to the room and look forward to going to bed. Try and avoid bright colours such as reds when decorating your room. Some bright colours are less stressful, quite stimulating, and less conducive to a good night's sleep. Use muted and pastel colours to create a more calming environment. Some smells can affect your mood, making you more relaxed and calm. Use reed diffusers with essential oils of lavender and geranium, wax melts or candles. Do not use during pregnancy or in children's rooms. The mattress matters. Making sure the bedroom is cool, dark and quiet can improve the quality of your sleep, as can sleeping on a comfortable, supportive bed. Some people spend more on the latest iPhone or TV than they do on their mattresses. The right mattress can make the difference between restorative night sleep and poor quality sleep, resulting in tiredness and fatigue. Lack of support from a mattress reinforces a poor sleeping posture and can prevent you from getting a good night's sleep. For help on choosing a new mattress, please see our useful resources. Don't forget that if you're sleeping on the same bed you had when you were younger, it might not be fit for purpose. As we get older, our comfort levels do change, and if you're suffering with pain, you may need something more supportive. If you have a partner who disturbs your sleep from tossing and turning, you might find you sleep better in a bigger bed so there's less disturbance. Size does matter. Top tip, if you sleep better in a hotel or another bed away from home, or are waking up with aches and pains which wear off as the day progresses, it may be time to change your bed. Managing stress. We talked earlier in chapter 3 about how stress can impact on your sleep. It's important to manage your stress levels so that you're relaxed before bed. Separate home life and work life. Try to ensure you have a good work-life balance, especially as more people work from home than ever before. It's important to put boundaries in place, learn to say no, and stick to a regular routine. For example, don't be tempted to be available at all times, and stop looking at your work emails after 6 p.m. Practice relaxation. Either use relaxation techniques or do something that keeps you calm. This is especially important on the run-up to bed. One way to manage and to slow your heart rate is to place your hand on your heart and quiet yourself so you can hear it beating. Then breathe in deeply and slowly for around 3 or 4 seconds. Then breathe out for around 3 or 4 seconds. Repeat this until you feel your heart rate slowing down. This will then slow the busy brain activity. Write down or share worries. Stress and worry are the top reasons why people don't sleep well. It can be helpful to write down any troubling thoughts or even a to-do list before bed. This can be very therapeutic. Sharing your problems, whether that's with family, friends, work, or a professional, can help to reduce stress and relieve anxiety. Avoid clock watching. It's common to watch the clock when we're awake at night. For some of you, this can increase anxiety levels and further prevent you from being able to fall asleep. It is not necessary to remove the clock altogether, as many people rely on their alarm clocks to get them up in the morning. However, having the clock face out of sight will help to reduce any sleep anxiety. Do some exercise. Exercise may not solve your problems, but it can put you in the right frame of mind to do so. Physical activity helps to reduce the adrenaline caused by pressure and anger by producing good mood endorphins. Regular exercise not only helps to reduce stress, but it also improves sleep. Top tip, if you can't sleep, don't lie there worrying about it. If after 30 minutes you've not fallen asleep, get up and do something you find relaxing until you feel sleepy again, then go back to bed. Ways to relax. Stressful lifestyles, working late, worrying, watching intense TV shows or even the news are some of the factors that can contribute to the mind racing and being unable to wind down. Remember, you want to be stress, worry and anger free when it comes to bedtime. So make sure you resolve any arguments and address any issues before bed. Many people tell us that they wake between 2 and 4 a.m. unable to drift back to sleep due to racing minds. It's important to know that the importance of being relaxed before going to bed and to have the knowledge of effective relaxation techniques to apply in order to experience deep, restful sleep. You may find it helpful to introduce some simple relaxation and mindfulness techniques such as these. Mindfulness, use your senses. Notice 5 things you can see. Notice 4 things you can feel. Notice 3 things you can hear, notice 2 things you can smell, and notice 1 thing that you can taste. If you're concerned about your anxiety levels, you should always discuss this with a professional. Ways to relax. Breathe in. In bed, focus on your breath going in and out. Experience each breath and pay attention to how this makes you feel. You could also try the 7-11 breathing exercise. This is where you breathe in deeply whilst counting to 7, then breathe out slowly to the count of 11. Repeating this for a few minutes can help you to feel calm and relaxed and can help to avoid being consumed by negative thoughts. This can also be a very useful technique that you can try if you feel stressed. Relax your body. This can be done in bed and works by relaxing separate groups of muscles. It's also effective to visualize each set of muscles being relaxed as you go through the exercise. 1. Tense a muscle by contracting and flexing for 7 to 10 seconds. Don't strain the muscle. 2. Visualize the muscle being tensed and feel the buildup of tension. 3. Release each muscle abruptly. Then relax, allowing the body to go limp before moving on to the next muscle. 4. Keep all other muscles relaxed while working on a particular muscle. Ways to relax. Cognitive Behavioral Therapy for Insomnia, CBTI. CBTI should be the first line treatment for someone who is diagnosed with insomnia. It's usually delivered over a 6 to 8 sessions, although there are shorter versions that can be effective. It helps identify the negative attitudes and beliefs that hinder your sleep and replace them with positive thoughts so you unlearn the negative behaviour. CBTI consists of stimulus control to build a strong association between the bed and sleep. Sleep restriction, restricting the amount of time in bed to the number of hours that you sleep. For example, if you only get 5 hours of sleep per night, even though you've spent 7 hours in your bed, you limit yourself to 5 hours in bed at night. Sleep hygiene, general advice on how to look after your sleep. CBTI is available on the NHS, face-to-face and online, but not all hospital trusts have the capacity to offer it. If you are looking for a private CBTI therapist, please ensure you do your homework and check they are suitably qualified. Prescribed sleep medication. Sleeping pills can be helpful for an acute sleep issue, and you may get a short-term prescription for a few days to help. However, they have serious side effects, so GPs rarely prescribe them, as you can become dependent on them. Sleeping pills do not tackle the root of any sleep problem, so it's important that you look at alternative ways, such as behavioral therapy, CBTI. Chapter 5, Sleep Diaries. If you're worried about your sleep, keeping a sleep diary may be helpful. Sleep diaries can help you to find reasons why you are not sleeping. Sometimes your sleep troubles are as a result of bad sleep habits. For example, drinking too much caffeine before bedtime, not exercising, or poor sleep hygiene. If you need to see a GP or healthcare professional about your sleep issues, you will have evidence of your sleep-wake pattern, which can help with diagnosis and treatment. How to use one? It's important that you log everything for at least 2 weeks to see if any patterns emerge. Always keep it by your bed and record any activity immediately, or you are likely to forget. It should only take a few minutes to complete each day. If you need more space, you can photocopy the diary and enlarge it. Download a copy of our sleep diary here. If you sleep elsewhere, mark that on the diary, which these nights are, so that it's clear when you're in a different sleep environment. Try to keep a diary at a time when life is typical. Avoid holidays. What do the results mean? Once you've completed a diary for a period of 2 weeks, it's time to review the information for any patterns. Important things to note are the length of time it takes you to nod off at the start of the night. If it's more than 30 minutes, this needs to be a focus and may indicate that you need a slightly later bedtime. Once you're asleep, do you wake during the night? If so, can you identify a reason for this? Has anything changed since you went to bed? Think about the light, noise, etc. Daytime naps, whether they are appropriate, and if they are too early or too late. Too early could mean that you are sleep deprived and need more nighttime sleep. If you haven't napped too late in the day, it can impact on your sleep drive and you may not be tired when it comes to bedtime. The time you wake in the morning should be consistent throughout the week to strengthen your circadian rhythm. Likewise, the time you fall to sleep should be the same. Routine is key when it comes to sleep and keeping your body clock on track. The amount of sleep you are getting each night can now be calculated using the diaries. Sharing this information with a professional can be helpful. Sometimes it is hard to identify sleep issues on our own. If you are worried, you should get support as soon as possible. Chapter 6, when to ask for help. It's important to inform a healthcare practitioner if you are worried about your sleep, when you should see your GP. If your partner notices any unusual movements during your sleep or breathing patterns. If your sleep issues have been going on for longer than 3 months and for more than 3 nights per week. If you show any signs of other sleep disorder or underlying health conditions. Chapter 7, Useful Resources. It's important to look after yourself, but sometimes we all need a little extra help. However, you might find it difficult to know who to turn to. Here are some resources that may be useful. The National Sleep Helpline, 0330 353 0541. The National Sleep Helpline is run by the Sleep Charity. More information on the opening hours can be found on our website. Anxiety UK, Backcare. Bed Advice UK, Calm, CPAP, Headspace, Hope to Sleep, Mental Health Foundation, Mind, Narcolepsy Association UK, National Bed Federation, Nightclub, Sleep Apnea Trust, Talk Health Partnership. Useful books. The 1 Week Insomnia Cure by Professor Jason Ellis. Overcoming Insomnia, Second Edition by Professor Colin Espy. Why We Sleep by Matthew Walker. You Can Sleep Too by Joseph Pennell.